Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another hour to go. Joe O, Sammy P with you. We start off the show talking about that horrendous Monday Night Football game that we all watched. Maybe we'll go back to that a little bit with our buddy Will Brinson of CBS Sports. Will, does Lisa Ann follow you on Twitter?
Okay. How do you not know? So, maybe.
You would not know if she did?
I don't know what's a crazier response. I don't know, or maybe.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I'm always surprised by who does and doesn't follow me on Twitter. I don't know.
Like I won dad, $20 last night.
Okay. Congrats.
Thank you.
Five and oh in the Circa Millions to start the new segment. Thanks to the Chargers covering.
So I love it. Nobody likes to show off. Show off.
Yeah. I want my name
what
on that
What else did
tweet,
you have?
Circa.
yeah, you're in first place.
In the segment. Texans, Chargers, Rams, Packers, which is also a major sweat too. Then the Jaguars, which was chalky but not sweaty. Wrong team favorite in that game. Because you know why? Because the Colts had Riley Leonard and not Phillip Rivers. That's why.
Yes, that's what I was about to ask you. Are you busy this weekend? Can you play quarterback for Indy?
I mean, Phillip Rivers and I mean, if I had graduated on time, would have graduated in the same year. So, I was at NC State when he was there. It's pretty wild. He's a literal grandfather. He had kids at NC State when he was in college, like multiple kids when he was a college quarterback, and he's a 44-year-old grandfather, which is pretty crazy too. And I think there are worse options out there. Like you're not asking Phillip Rivers to come in if you're the Colts and you're Shane Steichen, you're trying to run the football, trying to play defense, you're having him bang some slants to Michael Pittman. Like I'd rather have Phillip Rivers and Riley Leonard. Shane Steichen was his quarterback's coach in San Diego. Like, he knows the offense.
I was thinking seven kids. I was shorting him.
Oh, it's like a dozen. Yeah, it's 10 kids, yeah.
His youngest
son is 6 months older than his oldest grandson.
Oh, my God. No wonder he's going back to the NFL, or trying to at least.
Right.
Get me the hell out of here. Okay, so I just find it fascinating. I don't know what the hell it's going to look at. We take our shots at Aaron Rodgers, how old he looks. He looked pretty good this weekend. From the look ahead, we have a 10-point move on that game, Seattle-Indy. It was 3.5 last week. Right now it's 13.5. Who's going to be quarterback? I don't know. Maybe Leonard plays through the knee soreness. They say it's not going to be Anthony Richardson either. Maybe it's a rip-in that they take off the practice squad. Is an adjustment of 10 too much. Like, we talk about 7-point moves going to backups from elite quarterbacks, that being pretty big. And now we're talking about 10.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much. And I think if you're going to, I like Seattle at 13.5. You know, get them before it crosses 14, because I think it will. Like, the Colts are a good team, but I mean, you're talking about like Riley Leonard might not be able to go. I mean, like Riley Leonard with a bad knee. I don't think there's any possible way you can really put Rivers out there. Like, you can be in great shape as a 44-year-old dad who coaches high school football and is a former professional athlete, and you're still not going to be in, like, NFL game shape to go into Seattle and play one of the 5 best defenses in football. Like, that's borderline, like, I'm sure there's an appropriate phrase for, like, wanting self-harm. Like enjoying self-harm, right? Like, I mean, that's whatever it is, that's it. It's like, I don't know what the actual term is. Like I said, I didn't graduate in 4 years. I think it's like Seattle's defense is so, I would have liked the Seahawks -3.5 against a healthy-ish Daniel Jones. And by the way, like, maybe don't play the quarterback when he's got a fractured fibula. And, you know, I mean, he's probably bound to hurt himself in other ways. I would have liked the Seahawks anyway, because that defense is so good. And just the way that the Colts are trending offensively, you know, they have been front runners all year long. And they're just not a team that can play very well from behind, I don't think. And so Seattle is a team that can come out hot, light you up with the play action that Darnold is so good at, and just clamp you down on defense. I just think this is, it's just a, like, there's no one you're going to get in that building in the next 4 days that's going to be able to make up the difference between these teams. So, yeah, I like Seattle a lot at 13.5, honestly.
The Bears might win 11 games, and I still don't trust them. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, Ben Johnson has done a really good job with the, you know, we were talking about the Coach of the Year stuff last week. Ben Johnson's, I mean, the offense is coming along. I think it's a matter of, you kind of feel like, and like the interception at the end by Caleb in that game, it was really more of a great defensive play, I think, than a bad throw. You know, a little more air on it, it's in there, or you hit DJ Moore underneath, maybe that was there. Like, maybe a bad decision, but I don't think it was like a terrible throw. It was a great defensive play, but you do feel like there's just going to be those moments where at some point, it just feels like the Bears are going to get to the playoffs, and there's going to be a poopy pants moment for Caleb Williams at some point in a big playoff game, right? Like, and that's natural. That happens to a lot of, you know, young quarterbacks. And I think, by the way, that's a sneaky monster storyline for the way this bracket is shaping up, is how much new blood there is in the postseason and how often we've seen, you know, like, granted, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, first year starting, goes to the AFC Championship game against Brady. Like, probably an anomaly, right? We've seen guys make deeper runs early in their careers. But usually, even for, like, the guys who win the Super Bowls, there's at least, like, you know, a getting used to it type of situation. And so, like, I think, you know, with May, you know, with you know, with Caleb, you know, there's probably going to be a little bit of that in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're talking about the top 3 seeds in the AFC are Knicks, May, and Trevor Lawrence. Like, what world are we living in?
And then Knicks
Burrow's out.
And Knicks obviously went last year, right? Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, like, it really is setting up well for Josh Allen, and then maybe on the other side, Matthew Stafford or Jordan Love, who likes to get streaky hot.
I just keep betting Bills, man. I told Joe, if they actually pull it off, which, you know, long way to go, but if they do, I'll win like 30 racks. Like, I bet them last week at 12-1. I bet some 10-1. I bet some 9-1. I've got probably 4 or 5 pops on them at decent numbers. And if you would have told me before the season, man, he wouldn't have to face maybe Burrow, Lamar, or Mahomes, how much would you have bet on that?
I mean, like a house. I mean, I don't even think you need to have Burrow and Lamar in there. If you just told me the Chiefs aren't, the Bills don't have to play the Chiefs in the playoffs, Like, I mean, I don't know what the – I mean, I think anything above 5-1, even if, like you told me they don't win the division, and you don't even tell me who wins the division, just they don't win the division, but they don't have to play the Chiefs in the playoffs, and they do make it as a wild card. Yeah, I mean, anything above 5-1, I'm comfortable with it. What's it at right now? It's got to be
– It's 9. The price – I told Joe, I'm like, the price is – despite all of that that I just laid out, you get a better number than you could have got in the summer.
Yeah, which is – it is a good reminder, like, how different – because, I mean, this will happen a lot where you can bet a team. Like, I've had Rams futures before. I don't think I have any – I got to go look at my accounts, but I don't think I have any Rams, which is sad. I should. But, like, I've had the Rams at, like, 30-1 before the season, and then they get into the playoffs, and there's just, you know, like, behemoths on the other side of the bracket plus, like, you know – I don't know, like a really good Niners team that wins a division, or, you know, like the point being is, like, you get to the beginning of the postseason and the numbers you got, like, in that you've basically been, like, putting in escrow for 4 months are, unless it's a real long time, are usually not that different.
Who's the biggest threat to the Bills in the AFC?
I guess we'll find out Sunday in New England, right? I mean, I think the thing with the Patriots that, you know, I mentioned the May stuff and how he's not, you know, doesn't have the playoff experience. And quite frankly, you know, I mean, he beat the Bills on Sunday Night Football earlier in the year. It's a huge game, huge stage, played great, coming out party for Drake May. But you go back to college, he didn't win a lot of big games. Like, and I'm not ripping the guy because he's a, you know, because he went to Carolina. Like, he just never beat NC State, like literally never beat NC State in the rivalry game. I don't think he ever beat Clemson, lost to Oregon in a bowl. Like, just and then you look at this season and, like, the schedule is so freaking soft. So it's a little hard to tell with the Pats, but then, like, Vrabel's a great coach and I wouldn't want to fade him in a big game situation like that. And May is shown to be clutch. So, I mean, I guess the Patriots, maybe Phillip Rivers. I mean, it's the Bills are in a good spot, I think, just given the way that the everything's kind of unfolding.
Do you think the Lions make the playoffs? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no because I think the Rams are going to beat them this week. And
it might come down to week 18, like, at Chicago.
That could be. Yeah. It.
By the way, week 18, interesting spot too. I think the Broncos are at the Chiefs. If the Chiefs have a win and get in scenario, just hypothetically, and you're Sean Payton, do you sit your starters if you clinch like a seed?
No,
you play, right? I think you roll him out there. You're like, I don't want this guy in the playoffs. Like, you roll him out there trying to beat Mahomes, right?
Yes, have to. You don't want to face that guy. You got to kill the head of the snake.
Would you rather face
the Texans? The Texans might be the answer for the Bills, honestly, because they have been Josh Allen's kryptonite. And, like, there's not many teams that are built or capable of slowing down Josh Allen because he's, you know, one of the biggest freaks we've ever seen. That defense is so good. And C.J. Stroud hasn't had the backup season that he's backed up, I guess, this year. But, like, or it just sort of regressed over the last two, maybe. But, like, I do think C.J. Stroud is capable of getting white hot. You have an elite receiver in Nico Collins, a really good coach in D'Amico Ryans. I don't know that he is a defensive head coach, and that worries me a little bit, but I think he's a great head coach. That defense could just shut down three straight teams. Like, no problem. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, the way they're playing right now.
Sneaky good game on Sunday afternoon. You got the Saints off a win and the Panthers in a role where they never win as a favorite. What do we do?
I think if you're betting it, you probably bet the Panthers under 3. And then if you're I wouldn't want to lay more than 3 with the Panthers. I think that's the problem, right? They're a favorite, but we're just asking them to like ostensibly win the game. Having the bye is a huge help, I think. If the Panthers were coming off some, like, big win and, you know, we had the Bryce coaster coming in, I'd be a lot more worried. But I think the Panthers will win this game. Having said that, they've already lost to the Saints, and the Saints just beat the Bucs. So maybe the Saints are maybe the Saints are better than we think. I think the bye is the differentiator here, though. The Saints are running a skeleton crew out there, man.
Yeah. Bucs minus 300 is a joke. If you've watched any Tampa last like 6 weeks, minus 300, they're going to be playing a couple times down the stretch. That'll be fun. Any other games before we've got a couple minutes, like a minute left here, Will? Anything else that stands out?
Maybe I'm an idiot, but that Chargers line doesn't make any sense. Why are the Chargers getting 4.5 from Kansas City the way that Chargers defense is playing? That Chargers defense was hair on fire last night. The Eagles stepped up and, like, you know, I thought played really well in the second half. You know, Harbaugh knows, just like we talked about with Sean Payton in Week 18, like, you don't wait till the end. You kill the head of the snake right now. You know, Herbert. You heard some of the players talk about it afterwards. They're like, this guy, and Herbert, you see pictures of him on the sideline with that little like half-assed mustache, and you're like, is this guy tough? I mean, like, he is tough as nails, man. I can't believe he's out there a week after surgery. They got the weapons. Amari Hampton looked really good coming off of injured reserve, and I was surprised how fresh he looked. Kamani Vidal still playing well. You know, the offensive line is obviously a problem. But I don't think there's any world in which the Chargers should be getting more than a field goal against a Chiefs team that has looked just horrendous on offense. And, you know, while they, you know, like, I think the Chargers can play the brand of offense that you need to play to beat the Chiefs defense.
Will Brinson, CBSSports.com. Thank you, Will. Let's talk next week, all right?
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Good stuff there from Will Brinson. We'll continue to talk about the playoff picture on the AFC side. Let's get some college hoops as well. Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get some college hoops coming up. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday morning. All out of sorts. I think about what day it is. The week 14 just ended. Now we're turning the page to week number 15 in the National Football League. We'll get to that. Okay, so when we've been talking about the AFC today, you're convinced more than ever that it's going to be the Buffalo Bills, and that's the play. And there's value in that number, even though they have the shortest odds coming out of the AFC. They probably should have the shortest odds, even though they're the sixth seed. You understand that they could be the one. There's that possibility before the season's a wrap. Do you think we have the seven? There's a month of football left. Obviously, Denver, New England, Jacksonville at the top. Pittsburgh, your fourth division winner, could be Baltimore. And then the wild cards, you get to 9-4 Chargers, 9-4 Bills, 8-5 Texans. On the outside looking in, you have 8-5 Colts, but they have the toughest remaining schedule. They don't have a quarterback. Phillip Rivers is going there today. 6-7 Baltimore, KC, Miami. Do we have the seven teams in the AFC?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No. Well, Baltimore, Pittsburgh is that's going to decide. I mean, if you remove that, like, let's just slot one AFC North team in the four, I think we're good. But because you asked about the whole thing, look, Baltimore could easily beat Pittsburgh because they play again. And then I trust them more than I trust Pittsburgh. So that would be the one area that I would try and maybe investigate. So, yeah, I mean, I'm maybe talking myself into some Raven playoff prices. I don't know what the price is. I should know this. I can find it very quickly. Ravens to make is plus 185. Ravens, yes. I would entertain that bet because I don't feel good about Pittsburgh. I certainly am not going to lay a price on the Steelers to make, and that's going to be what? Minus 185. I'm not laying that. No way.
We were pointing out week 18, Bears, Lions deciding a playoff spot. It could be the same thing here, week 18. Ravens Steelers deciding the playoff spot, the fourth playoff spot over on the AFC side and maybe the AFC North. Okay. Steelers have the Dolphins, Ravens at the Bengals this week. Do both win?
I don't know about the Steelers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lean no.
Steelers at the Lions, Ravens versus the Patriots. Both could lose.
No doubt. Not to take this here, but I did get a text from somebody that I really respect yesterday, and he sent me a slip on the Dolphins to make the playoffs at 100-1.
And
100-1.
I thought that's something that was made a couple weeks ago.
No, it's a bet he made yesterday.
Wow.
So the path for Miami, I mean, obviously they're under 500. They're 6-7. They play Pittsburgh. That'll be on the 15th, so they're on the bye. Oh, no, that's Monday night. Sorry, Monday Night Football. So obviously you got to win that game. Then you're home against Cincinnati and Tampa. You go 3-0, you're 9-7, and you end the year at New England.
I just don't see the path. Right now the last playoffs.
The next three. That's the path.
Yeah, but you need help, though. You need help. Like, what are the Texans doing?
Texans would have to go 2-2.
Yeah. In a soft schedule.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. That along. I didn't bet it, but it's from a guy who definitely wins, and he finds good numbers and buys at the right time. I'm just saying. If they win Monday, that price goes to 50. Then if they win the second game, that price,
65, 66 is what I'm seeing right now. Like
my DraftKings has 100 right here. I'm looking at
it. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good number. It is. They definitely have the best number. BetMGM 66, others like 65, 66 range. he definitely saved his job. They're going to have a respectable record when it's all said and done, but that's because they had an easy second half schedule. And yeah, they very well could win all these.
Jake, I have a bet for you if you're ready.
Always.
Scheffler to win the Masters and Dolphins to make the playoffs.
Oh man.
Moon.
Why won't it let me load the oh, there we go. All right. Just to play this out. Oh my god, it's 403-1.
Watch the Scheffler leg not hit.
I know.
That's the issue.
Oh, you mean just like it did 8 months ago? Like it didn't hit?
Yeah.
Exactly. $100 wins $40,000 on a Scheffler Masters and Dolphins to make the playoffs. Somebody will bet that. I will not. And watch
no,
the
you
Dolphins
should.
Make
you
the
should
playoffs.
Add that to the Bills bets. You cash Bills. This is the retirement plan. We cash Bills Super Bowl. And then yeah. We cash that ticket in April. Now you're good.
What's this we nonsense?
Yes.
Yeah. How much do you need to retire? 70,000. Yeah. Just my 30 from the Bills and my 40 from the Dolphins Scheffler parlay. I'm good. Make it last forever.
We start betting Bills. 9.
You should.
What's the best number you got? Is this 12. The highest it's been? 12. Okay.
It was 12 on Monday. Yeah. 8 days ago, Monday. Doing the math there. I'm like, wait a minute. What day is it? Last Monday, it was 12-1. And then by midweek, it was 10. And then it was, I think, 9:50 on Friday, the day I wasn't on the show. It was 9:50. I remember because I rolled out of bed and somebody was like, I'll give you 500. And I was like, ship it. But in the summer, I bet 750. And I also bet a 7-1. So I'm getting better numbers than I got in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Your idea is right. Do you trust Knicks? Do you trust May? Do you trust Trevor Lawrence? Do you trust this Aaron Rodgers? Do you trust Lamar? Do you trust Herbert without an offensive line? Go down the list. And that's why so many people are landing on Houston right now, because it's Buffalo or probably Houston.
All the Texan people, though, were Chief people a month ago. It's funny how that
works.
They just morph into different people. They're chameleons. They'll be whatever you want them to be. Oh, well, the Texans beat my Chiefs, so now I'm a Texans guy. And it's fine. I get it. Like, I don't think that's a bad thought process, that the Texans defense is good enough to make the AFC title game. The problem right now is we pull up the AFC playoff standings. They are the 7th seed. So they're going to have to go on the road 3 times in the AFC playoffs just to get to the Super Bowl. We've seen it before, but the quarterbacks are a lot better than CJ. Sorry.
The Texans are 15-1. That's the best number you can get. Wasn't long ago. We're talking about them 50. Like a week or two ago, they were 30. And now the number is 15.
Yeah.
You want Femi's to jump now? Got go him, ahead.
Femi's got them 16-1 to win the South. And that's very live because they're only a game out of Jacksonville right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Jacksonville, they're playing some good ball, man. It's amazing. Back-to-back games, something we rarely see. Trevor Lawrence is looking good. So maybe Liam Cohen just need a little more time with him. Look at how he's playing in the second half.
Yeah, think about it. Think about all the coaches that have come in and made instant impacts. Now, there are some that haven't, Aaron Glenn. But Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, Liam Cohen, they've all made a difference because those teams were basically the same last year in a lot of ways.
What about Pete Carroll?
No.
One and done, I think. Yeah, he might be the one and done guy.
Yeah, Bear was talking about that yesterday on the show. He says it's over. He says it's one and done.
Yeah. Certainly seems like it. That's it's going to be fascinating. All right. Now that Philly lost last night, it makes it official. 5 weeks to go, because Christmas is its own week. You started with what, like 18,000 entries in Circa Survivor? There's 10 left.
Whew.
10 left entering week 15. Each one is worth almost $2 million. With all of this football left. Now, the good thing for those players is that you have so many double-digit favorites this week. I'd assume all of them have at least one available. But it's amazing. Like they had that many, and there's only 10 left. And big part of that is because of the Thanksgiving week. And we mentioned it at the end of yesterday's show, my high stakes one. That's got 4 left. Chirizi's one of them. I forgot Festivus. That's this Thursday, right?
I'll be joining the boys from New York, from a hotel room in New York. I'll be there. So you and I, we're on together again last year.
They didn't give a time, right?
They did. It's 10:30 Eastern.
Oh, damn.
It's all right. Just put a little hooch in the eggnog. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I'll be good. But yeah, like it's crazy that there's only 10 left in the Circa one, which is the biggest one, I think, in the world. And then you've got other ones, 4, like mine have 4 and 7 left. I don't think people are going to be chopping. Like I saw the replies to Circa chop time. All these people that have comments that aren't even 1 in 10. Nobody's chopping. And the biggest reason is because you have so many massive favorites this week.
I would be looking to sell that entry so fast. Mm-hmm. Come on in. Come on in and take it.
Let me see. I'm curious what is being put in the marketplace. Like, what kind of a price are they?
700,000 for? I would take.
You would take 700K?
What are they selling them for? If anybody's selling them, I'm looking now. What's the price?
I see a price of 4% for $92,000.
Well, I'm trying to sell the whole thing. So, yeah, you can have the whole thing. Yeah, take it. Go ahead. You can lose it. 90. So I don't have to.
Yeah. Wow. You don't want to live with that?
No, absolutely not.
There's not a lot of people that could buy that, that could get that kind of scratch together. But mm-hmm. I think there might be a group that would, because they would look at it and say, we get in this. We got a 1 in 10, maybe better than a 1 in 10 shot of winning this whole thing. Or, you know, maybe it just splits up like the Grandissimo one did. So each of these are worth just under $2 million, and we get it half off discount sale at the Panionovich place. Let's go there. Come on.
Come on and get it. Although I will never make it this far in Survivor because I'm famously awful at Survivor. Can you imagine, by the way, if Chirizi binks another rich people pool back to back?
I hope he does.
So do I.
Because I know he's going to tip well. I hope he does. We're going to talk about the Jimmy V classic going down tonight. Got a couple games. You're Illini playing. We'll get to it right before leading into our lightning bets. But is there a college hoops player too that you have marked off?
Yeah, I would take 5 with Ohio State. Sorry, Jake. Mm-hmm. This is a time to go against Illinois, no doubt. And they just pants Tennessee. Now they go to Columbus. I like Illinois more than anybody, but I'm not laying 4.5, 5 on the road. That ain't happening.
It's their first true road game. So if we've gotten this far, and it was a 10th game. Yeah, it's your 10th game. And it's their first true road game there. So that's... Yeah, that's a lot. That keeps going up. Earlier this morning, I saw 3.5s out there. Now we're getting to 5. People buying it.
That's the Illinois love. That's the Illinois perception. I think the game should be 2.5. So yeah, when we get off the set, I'm gonna probably get some 5. These 5s are in Vegas, so I can't obviously bet them from my chair. I'll take 5. What do you think, Jake? What's the final score?
1,000,000 to nothing, Illinois.
Okay. Well, that was expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate that. Good stuff, Jake. I still see still popping up in the algorithm days after the game, I still see videos of how the Bears are being disrespected with this number of 6.5. Sorry, Jake. They got to remove that. I mean, come on. We got the result in hand. No.
That's above my pay grade. I don't know what you want from me.
I know.
Is it?
Just send a text. That's how it's done. You send a text, they just take it down.
Exactly. Joe O, Sammy P. Couple other college games worth discussing. We'll get to that on the other side, along with our lightning bets. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so that's just Illinois, Ohio State tonight. A couple other games worth taking a look at. You got the Jimmy V Classic, Madison Square Garden. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Clemson, BYU, and Florida, UConn going at it tonight. Let's take a look, see if there's any movement in this Clemson, BYU number, Sammy. That feels like it's a lot of points going down with Clemson and BYU. Okay, it's going down a little bit. So Clemson getting a little bit of love. 6.5. 6.5, BYU, your favorite. I saw it 7.5. A little bit ago on a neutral court there. Clemson, couple losses on the year. Both of those, the road games, but close games, competitive games. That was a close loss against Alabama. Do you have anything for Clemson BYU?
No, but I like the night game. I'm going to lay some 4 with UConn. That number opened 4.5, got bet up to 5.5. And it's been bet back. A lot of 4.5 in the market, but I could lay a 4 at a couple places. And I like UConn at a small number. You're getting the Florida tax because Florida just won the title. People still think, oh, Florida, cut down nets. Florida, really good. And Florida is a really good team. But this is UConn's home away from home at the Garden. So I think laying 4 with UConn is good. And I also mentioned last segment, I'm going to take the points with Ohio State. I could take 5. with the home dog, the Buckeyes.
Neither Florida nor UConn are covering the numbers so far this year. Gators 2-6 against the spread, UConn 3-6. To your point about a Florida tax, also last week, remember, a lot of people were watching that game against Duke, and they almost won. So a one-point loss against Duke. They've got a couple of close losses. Arizona as well. Both teams actually lost to Arizona here. So, yeah, there's definitely a bit of a Florida tax. But UConn, this could be their fourth top 20 win already. And this has been a really strong start, I think, as opposed to what a lot of people are expecting. They're expected to come out of this game tonight 9-1 with a very tough schedule.
We had Casale on last week, Tom Casale, awesome college hoop head, and he said UConn's the best team in the country. Now, you look at places like KenPom, and they don't have UConn 1. KenPom's got them 7. I think Torvik has them 5th. So they're there. I mean, they're definitely one of the best teams in the country, but Casale said they're his number one team right now.
Yeah, and if you take a look at the odds, the question is, where are they? Yeah, were they 5th in the AP poll, UConn? I believe that's
sounds
the case.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, and you can't sit around and wait. Right now, it looks like the best number you can get is 10-1. Second favorite at some spots. Well, there's 11 out there, but who knows? That might be the shortest that number is all year. I saw this making the rounds yesterday. I want to get your reaction. A lot of people were talking about it. It was, okay, it's the week 6 AP poll. And of the last 21 champions, if you're ranked in the top 12 of the week 6 AP poll, you have your champion. Your champion is somewhere on this list because it's happened the last 21 times. What do you think of that?
Who said that? Eli? That sounds like something Eli would say.
I saw Borzello tweet it out, and, you know, he was referencing, well, John Gassaway has brought this up in the past. You know, he's a numbers guy. A lot of people respect what he has to say. It's so random. Okay, I get it. Week 6. It's like the old KenPom. Was it like the 30-30 or 20-20 thing with offensive and defensive efficiency? Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's dumb. But, like, I guess the idea is, there's probably not going to be a team that comes from the clouds that's sitting 75-1 right now.
Unlikely. The cream always rises in this sport, and you know your list by January. I call them March teams. I like to have my March list kind of finalized by January. Teams I think could win the whole thing. There'll be like 7 teams on it, and that's probably a big number because the number's always, you know, a little high. Perception's high on some of the teams that maybe shouldn't be. And you only get one champ, so to have 7 teams on a list, that seems like a lot. I may, just to piss Jake off, by the way, I may take Ohio State money line tonight.
Oh, damn. Okay. There you go.
Honestly, that doesn't even piss me off. I think you're right. Like, this is a classic Brad Underwood early season letdown spot.
Ohio State's good, too. It's a good team.
First conference game, too.
First real road spot, and like Ohio State, they haven't had a really tough test yet. They beat Northwestern the other day. This is a nice win from them, a close-ish game. Notre Dame 2, like the rest of it, their schedule has not been that tough. So we're going to learn about the Buckeyes a little bit here tonight. That'd be a good one. You think this is going to continue to climb? Or
not higher than 5. I don't think so. Holy cow, somebody just blasted Columbia at Stony Brook. Crazy move. 4.5 at one book. Now, that was 3 all morning. That just lit up as I was looking at the screen. Somebody just blasted. They were 3. Now, 3.5s and 4s and a 4.5. That's not something you see every day, a push on Columbia at Stony Brook. You know, the Illinois number opened at 3. 5, 5.5 tops. But I'm more than content getting on the phone and taking some 5 for sure.
Okay. So you've got Buckeyes for lightning bets. Anything else officially?
Yeah, let's do UConn. Call it 4.5. There's only 1-4, and that's at South Point.
All right. And you, so you're going with UConn. I will tail you with Ohio State. And that makes a lot of sense. And I'm going to be on the other game tonight in New York. I'm going to take the dog. I wish I was still getting the 7.5 like we were earlier this morning. But it's 6.5 everywhere. I'm going to take Clemson in that spot. I think they battle. Keep it a close one on a neutral site. Jake, are you doing anything in that one? Are you really going to lay it with the Illini?
No, I'm not. I think I've come full circle. I think Illinois loses tonight. This is a classic early season, like first conference game. Like year after year, Brad Underwood drops one of these early season conference games on the road too. I think Sam's right. After you pants Tennessee too, just classic letdown spot here. So I'm still going to watch and I'm still going to scream at my TV and probably be really upset. But I can totally see them losing this game. Elsewhere, though, Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers, official 3-year deal. So anyone want to just start betting Dodgers futures now?
God, they needed him.
This sport's a problem. It's a problem. Watch them get Kyle Tucker now.
A lot of Kyle Tucker to the Orioles smoke. I don't know.
I mean, my reaction to that is, have fun. I watched that whole season. I was unimpressed. I mean, Jake, there will be people screaming, oh, the Cubs are cheap when he signs somewhere else. But I also look at it and say, I wouldn't pay him. Would you?
I mean, the last 2 years he's been playing on broken shins, and it has not worked out. So, yeah, I mean, somebody will throw the bag at him, but there's other free agents to sign. Go sign Bregman. Go sign Zach Gallen. Well, according to Bob Nightingale, they already did, but apparently not.
I wish somebody would throw the bag at us.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Be nice.
Speaking of, we have a new review. Would you like me to read?
Please.
Title of the review, Odyssey, that's a bold strategy. 5 stars. And the subject, canceling your best show takes either a lot of guts or low IQ. I found something in Joe O and Sammy P I lost when Ken Barkley left the network. Now I feel like I'm losing a smart and hilarious friend all over again. All the best, boys. You've come too far to turn back now. From Reg Bo.
Thank you, Reg. Appreciate the kind words. By the way, we talked about this good deal in the middle of the show during our Heisman conversation. Those 12s are fading away. The spot where we saw a 12 is now a plus 950 on Pavia to win the Heisman.
Was that you? Did you do that?
I don't think I did that. I think that was the Betsweats Army, no?
You did something. You started a revolution.
Nah, I don't know. I think that athletic poll is getting around, and people are like, wait a second. It's going to be the – yeah, I see Mendoza's the winner. Most people are going to say that Mendoza's going to be your winner. And then there are others stepping out. I should check RG3, see what his prediction is. But, yeah, it's going to be close. It's going to be close, and that's the whole idea, that if it's really that close, that maybe it's worth a bet, at least at that number of around 10-1.
Every time you say RG3, I think about that picture you sent me a couple weeks ago of him and Benetti in the booth wearing the cowboy hats.
Yep.
Classic.
He doesn't look like he took a stance. He just reacted to, here's the top three. Top four, who do you guys think should be there?
Wait, why are you doing Benetti voice on RG3?
Now they're like connected and I hate it. Who do you hate more?
I plead the fifth.
I think the answer is JB.
Actually going to say, you don't even want to know what I was going to say. I'll tell you during the break of the first name that I was about to spit out. But if I said that, it's over. Like, I wish I could say it, but I can't. I definitely can't.
Yeah, not right now. Probably a bad idea.
I'll say it to you in 60 seconds.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Very good. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow. I think Paul's going to be here. I don't know. He was out today. He's got stuff to do. So maybe he'll be back tomorrow. We'll see. In fact, I know he's going to be back tomorrow. because I know about that meeting he's got. Big, big meeting.
Oh, I love meeting season. Meeting season's the best.
It or the worst, whatever you want to say. Let's knock them all out before the holidays. Fun times. Let's have those uncomfortable conversations.
Merry Christmas.
All right, this has been Bet Sweats for this Tuesday. 8 more to go, guys. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.